then we will go on. Is there anybody else who wants to be on in the stack?
Isn't Wally on the stack?
Wally?
I'd have to be on the stack a while ago.
Okay, Wally, go ahead.
KPFT is in a desperate situation. We have programmers who aren't able to do their shows, and there's being reruns run, and we are in a fund drive right now, and we are not doing well. This is the worst fund drive I've ever seen, and we've got to do something. We've got to turn things around, and getting a really qualified manager with a lot of experience in there is what we need right now. And putting this off and nitpicking it is just going to make things get worse. That's all I had to say.
Okay. Any further discussion on this item?
I've requested the stack now 3 times, Chair. I don't know if you don't hear my voice as loud as it is or what.
This is Sandra. I request a stack.
But you all had the stack at least twice, though.
I have not had the stack twice, Mr. Chair.
Jan Goodman, I haven't had the stack at all.
Everybody else can have the stack, but I would like the last word on this because this is important to me.
Okay,
I'm going to put the following people
on the stack. Jan Goodman, who has not spoken. I'll put Jan Goodman on the stack. Then I'll put Dwayne Lark on the stack. Then I'll put Lyndon on the stack. And then I'll put Sandra on the stack. And that's it. Then we're done with this.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Ms. Goodman.
Yes, I am amazed at the fact that we are even, that the TNB is involved with this. This is supposed to be something that the LSB is supposed to make their recommendations, and it's supposed to go to the executive director, and the fact that we're all spending all of our times on the national board dealing with this is way out of order. And I see this as a new practice. I just want to just make this new practice clear and say that I don't approve of it, and I don't think any of us should be approving of it. And that is when a minority at one station doesn't get their way, they then... if they have the majority, if they're part of a majority on the national board, is to bring up some little issue, and then it gets the whole national board involved in something. And this seems to be a new way that local station boards are appealing whatever they don't like. That has happened on the local station level, and I think this is a big waste of the national board's time, and we should be following our bylaws, and the executive director should be
time
station board. Thank you.
Okay.
Ms. Grace, with a request for information.
What is your request for information?
I'd like to ask if this approving this motion would in any way delay the process of hiring.
I believe the executive director already made clear that it will not delay the process. Lydia, did you want to add anything to that?
I am not going to interpret it to delay the process.
Neither do I. I don't think there's any motion that means the process has to be delayed. It's a request to write basically a minority report.
Mr. Chair, may I speak?
You may speak, but you're not. It's not your turn yet.
I'd
like to point something out. That would be Sandra's third time speaking on this matter. She spoke right after I did. You just let her speak again.
Well,
I don't think you're supposed to get three bites on this.
It's
apple.
Your turn.
Only, this would be my second.
It's your turn to speak.
And I hope I'd be afforded the same amount of time you patiently gave her.
Georgia?
But I do want to point out that this motion is at the P&B. That's because when states undo things or take the rights of minorities, they appeal to the federal government, which is the higher body. And states' rights people don't like that either, if you want to identify with them. But the gentleman, I want to correct him about Webster's definition again of a supermajority. Look it up. It's one of the 250,000, 300,000 words. It means that any amount beyond a majority, sir. So it is a word, and it's in full effect. More importantly, though, this is deja vu for some of us. He talks about 80 hours. 2 years ago, we spent hundreds of hours over a six-month period. That's why we were able to get 21 people to apply, 25 people to apply. And we had an open process of STB balloting, so the minorities were able to get someone in for further consideration, a final consideration. That's a totally different open process. And by the way, of the 24 members on the board, and of the 9 non-Anglos on the board, only one voted that this process was fair and affirmed this process. So the 8
That's a lie.
Did not. Ma'am, you know it's not a lie, but I don't know if you're drinking or whatever.
I know. That's a lie.
I didn't interrupt you, ma'am.
Order.
Order, Mr. Chair. May I be recognized? Can we call for the orders of the committee on this point? What are we expecting to accomplish?
Okay, we are. We cannot have this crosstalk, and we certainly can't have members yelling epithets at each other. So please, comport yourselves.
Well, I didn't yell anything at her, so don't put me in the same boat. She interrupted me. So
can we call for the orders of the day on this point?
Okay. I'm going to ask you to wrap up.
No time called on my time, Mr. Chair. I was interrupted. You allowed her to go over two minutes and 15 seconds.
Please continue and wrap up your comment.
Well, I want the same amount of patience and time you gave her, and now you're going to give her a third bite. So this difference is just not right. So I just want to make sure that my points are just as important as her points. And if she gets a third bite at the apple, I ought to get a third bite at the apple. Certainly extend my time the same amount of time you gave her. And the MSA of the listening audience, which made up of 7 counties in the Houston-Harris County market, the 10th largest market in this nation, is 35% Anglo. Look it up. Google it. That means it's 65% of it. So all of my statements have been accurate. And all of this talking about they did not object is a lie. Just because you say it, as Trump does, doesn't make it the truth. And it's on the record. And we certainly will be submitting a minority report. But my appeal here was not to the IAD and her process. The PNB has an authority and has a responsibility to make sure that a process that is a duly appointed body, which is the MSRC subcommittee of the LSB, which is a subcommittee of the Pacifica National Board, have authority to make sure things are done properly and according to our bylaws before it even gets to the IED. And that's the larger point. And that's what I'm begging and asking for, that we would look at this process and this rush to, by the way, in closing, 2 years ago, the ED made a determination and told me personally he had made a decision 24 hours later with Bill Crozier and Adrienne LaViolette informed him that there was an EEO problem, and he pulled the process. And that's why we don't have a manager
Thank
now.
Order.
We're 24 hours away from a manager, so this is why it's acknowledged by a ED, and it can be done by the PNB or the ED at this time.
Order, Mr. Lark. What is your point of order?
Yeah, I believe we're going off topic into historical detail, and I wish we would get to the point of this point on the agenda and finish it. But we're off topic.
Minority out of 9 voted for this process.
We're off topic at this point.
We're getting into all kinds of discussions.
We're also getting into into personal attacks.
I agree with this.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra.
Mr. Chair, the meeting is...
I know that nobody wants to hear from me at this point, but I would really appreciate if I could have a final word.
Hold on, Sandra. I have you on the stack, but it's not your turn yet. First.
Okay, thank you.
Lyndon goes, and then you go after him. And Mr. Lark, are you finished with your remarks?
Yes, I'm just asking you, why did she get three chances at this happened?
If you insist, I'll give you another chance as well.
Well, I insist to come after her.
I have a horse in this race.
I insist to come after her.
Okay, Lyndon, go ahead.
Yes, a member talked about improprieties, and even going so far as naming names. You know, I didn't take kindly to that. I think you're making accusations from afar, and I just don't think that's necessary. And people keep talking about fair. You know, when I was a kid, me and my sisters would complain to my dad something wasn't fair, and he'd tell us that fair is where you take your chickens and pigs and you show them, and they have wheels that go round and round. So we have to live in the real world. Everybody has their own conception of what fair is, and there's going to be no consensus, obviously, on what is fair. That's it.
Okay, Sandra, it's your turn to go again.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so yeah, I have given my best good effort to be fair. Oh my God. Let's just think about this. You know, there were postings all over the place saying, if you're interested in this job, send your resume and your cover letter and your qualifications to these email addresses. And 13 people actually did that. And so that's what I took. You know, yeah, there were 41 people that on Indeed, you know, there were general managers from CVS Pharmacy and Walgreens. There was a general manager from a storefront on, used car lot. Okay, no. They did not send their resumes to the requisite email addresses. Okay, and I posed that to the committee, and I said, look, there's like 41 people that said they want this job, and they didn't send it to the requisite email address. So do you think we should accept them as candidates? And there was no objection. Okay, so we had 13 people. And what we did, and we posed this to the committee, and we said we will weigh the job description against their resumes, and we will vote them up or down. And again, there was no objection. Okay, so then when we finally did that, that's when the previous speaker hollered, howl and low, oh my God, you're all a bunch of racists. Okay, no, it's not about being racist. My task was to find a general manager for KPFD who could do the job, who was willing to do it and could do the job. And we found, out of our short list, four people that we interviewed six. We offered the interview to seven, but one dropped out. And we interviewed the other six, and we found four that were stellar. They were stellar. My biggest concern is that these four stellar people that Lydia is going to interview and is in contact with will probably just say, you know what, y'all are too scratched up, can't fix you, don't want to do it. But there might be one, there might be one out of all of those people that says, you know what, I think I can do it, I can help. And that is what I'm looking for. You know, long story short, the previous speaker can talk shit all day long about the process, but the process has been fair. It has been equitable. We have done our due diligence. We are trying to save KPFT. And if the people on this call don't think that I have done that, then vote me down. Vote me down. Vote down everybody that I put forward. And then you all can deal with the consequences. But I am just, I'm just freaking done with all the bullshit. Because I know that the only reason that I stepped back into this fray was to try to do the right thing. And I have done that. And I have done that with my due diligence, and I have done that with people that cared. And the rest of you can sit back from afar and judge me. Go for it. But I don't give a good goddamn about that. I want our interim executive director to look at these people and choose someone who can be a leader for KPFT. Because we need a leader. We need someone who can do what needs to be done. And you can pitch and bitch and moan all about not fair. You can do that all you want, but it does not produce a good outcome. Thank you.
Well, I'll do this back.
Okay. Ron, go ahead. You haven't spoken yet.
Yeah, you know, I'm listening to this, and how can I'm trying to figure out how someone can describe a fair process when everybody doesn't feel that way, obviously, and that opinions, as we just heard, opinions are pretty raw about the other members who participated in this process. I mean, you know, where, you know, it's kind of hard to judge where, you know, people are coming from here. You know, I mean, the personal attacks and all that, you know, was all that going on during this process? It sounds like it was. So, yeah, Lydia should intervene and do what she thinks is best, you know, for all concerned. So if somebody doesn't get their way 100%, you know, but it, you know, fares up the process, then so be it. But, you know, this is, like I said, it's very concerning, you know, to hear these comments, you know, coming from people who participated in what they call a fair process. It must not have been that fair after all, or there's some concerns about that fairness. And, you know, please respect both sides of the aisle here, as they say. You know, all this drama is not necessary.
Point of inquiry, Chair.
Mr. Chair, Reinberg. I'm on the set.
Hold on. What is your request for information?
The time.
We are basically out of time, but I'll allow Mr. Lark to make one more comment, and then we will take this matter to a vote, and then we'll adjourn.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Lark, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Please time him correctly.
What is your... Go ahead, Mr. Lark.
Yeah, I hope that I'm not interrupted. Like, I show the respect for Sandra, even with her nasty mouth, and I hope others observe the fact that she's consistently gone over the time allotted. Nevertheless, my mom always told me that you don't have to have a nasty mouth to make a strong point. But obviously, some folks didn't get that lesson. Nevertheless, I've never talked fair. It hasn't come out of my mouth tonight. I've talked equity, and I've talked process. I talk consistency and some other words, but fair is fleeting. But I don't need fair when you be consistent and you follow the bylaws. And this business that this member keep on talking about no one objected, that's an outright lie, because we objected every step of the way. But when you have a supermajority of individuals that railroad through, because they have, and anyone who knows Bill Crozier knows that he knows how to run his
Mr. Lark, please keep individuals out of your statement.
Well, she referred to individuals in her statement, and particularly me. So I'm not going to allow you or anyone else to muzzle me when you don't muzzle her. She's been nasty and vile, and you said not a word. And this is going out on national broadcast.
Mr. Lark, listen, I have tried to treat you and everybody else in this discussion equitably and fairly. And I am very upset that this discussion is degenerating into name calling and admonishing individuals who are not even here to defend themselves.
As the member who just spoke indicated, that's what's been going on with MSRC of the local station board and MSRC for the last 3 months. This is the type of behavior that the chair of the MSRC committee displayed, as well as others, and yet they turn it
please refrain from characterizing individuals. Please do so.
Well, I don't have to characterize. You heard it out of our own mouth, so I'm not characterizing anyone.
Just stop talking at this point, because you are simply
you're fueling the fire by interrupting me, and you didn't interrupt her. How the hell do you think that's fair?
You are not conducting yourself.
It shows your bias. You never interrupted her. You let her go over and over and over consistently. But yet you interrupt me.
Can you finish your remarks without attacking?
But if you don't interrupt me, I would be able to finish my remarks. But you can't refrain from doing that the last three times I've spoken.
Do so without attacking individuals and characterizing their motives.
Well, she did the same thing, Mr. Chair, and I demand that there be consistency here. You're not going to admonish me and turn around and don't admonish the other members.
You are out of order.
You are out of order. And you have been disrespectful of my right. And I'm not going to let you step on my right. If you let me speak and stop interrupting me, I would have been finished about 30 or 40 seconds ago.
I will be glad to let you finish if you stop interrupting and you stop this behavior.
If you be consistent. And if I'd have heard she admonished her like you admonishing me,
hey, Dwayne,
we wouldn't be having this back and forth right now.
Let's end that, man, and make your point, okay? Please.
Well, thank you, Ron. But the fact of the matter is, I didn't serve this country to be treated like a second-class citizen by anybody. I don't give a damn who it is. And I'm going to stand up for my rights
like
when I see
citizen. Simply,
I'm
simply
stand up.
Asking
I'll stand up for everybody's rights.
Asking
I'm
you to
stand up
your
for my
remarks
own
without attacking individuals.
You interrupted me again, and I'm not attacking individuals.
I
said nothing about anyone else.
You have no right to say things like that.
I have every right to say what I want to say. I'm a United States citizen.
You have no right.
Rob,
you have no right to be a
citizen. How has anyone got a right to curse on this line? And you say
nothing
like they're using vile words that are disrespectful.
Continue, please.
tried to someone say vile words and they got a right to say that.
Are you able to finish your remarks without
make
being
abusive? Make your issue, please. Alex, shut the fuck
up. He can't
up.
Control himself.
Oh, my gosh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, the fact that I was bringing out before I was interrupted when the other members never interrupted was that this process has not been...
Mr. Lark, I interrupted other members as well when they were out of order. You're not the
you
only one
who's been...
You did not
interrupt Sandra
interrupt.
At all. You let her go on and on with
no,
her cursing words. And her,
Mr.
And her
Mr. Chair, well. Mr. Chair, Mr. Chair, please.
Call for the question.
Yeah, call for the question.
Okay, I relax. Call for the question. That he can be unfair to me.
Asking Mr. Mark to complete his remarks.
He let Rainbow Woman go where the hell she want to go all the time.
Okay, Mr. Lark, are you finished?
No, I'm not finished, but for the sake of the members, I'm going to relent. Call the question, because you keep stepping on me, but you won't step on her, and y'all don't call that racism, but I do. Call the question.
Fine. Okay. Let's go to a vote on this.
A point of information, please. Point of information.
What is your point of information?
This calls for the PMB to direct the MSRC chair to report on the process and procedures that have been utilized for the search of the general manager of KPFD. How long does the chair have to do this? Shall it be in writing, recordings, PowerPoint, what is it that calls for?
Okay, that's a question to the maker of the motion.
The Lark? If I may, report in writing within 7 days, since the IED says this won't affect the process, but certainly it ought to be.
I take that to be a suggestion since it wasn't in the in the original motion.
Chair, are you muted?
Oh, is anybody there? Oh, please, come on. Is this a national
group? Alex, are you there?
I think WrestleMania gave him a heart attack.
Grace, you have to take over the meeting point. This is John Tatum.
Wouldn't that be the vice chair?
Yeah. Who's the vice chair?
It normally would be the vice chair, but the chair... called the vice chair out of order, so.
Yeah, but that's not abrogating him of his responsibility.
Okay, well, Ron, you handle it then.
The vice chair,
why?
If he's
next,
he next, if he's
next,
if he's,
can I
if he's next
continue
in order,
and take
if
the vote,
the vice chair
please?
Is next in order, then he takes over the
you
meeting.
You know what?
Right.
Go for it.
If he's not here,
the body didn't
vote
to remove the vice chair, throw the vice chair out of the meeting. I know Robert rules as well. The vice chair is in effect. And so I'm asking...
There is no vice chair on a committee.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
He's the
PMB vice chair, Sandra.
Right.
Wayne,
right.
Yeah,
right.
We're talking about
Secretary,
would
you take the vote, please?
Okay.
You know what? I have come to understand that nobody really gives a shit. They don't. They don't give a shit.
This is what Wayne is talking about. She has been nasty. And I don't know why, because every conversation I have with you, Sandra, you have been okay. I don't know what's going on.
Can you please mute everybody until I call them for a vote?
Somebody is trying to subvert my work, and I am done.
Eileen, mute everybody, or Paulina, somebody.
Excuse me. This is James, the timekeeper. I just want to let you know that Alex says that he is on the call, but he's muted. He can't be heard. So is there some way we can check that? I apologize for that echo. I don't know what that is.
Madam Secretary, will you take the vote, please?
Yes, I'm trying. Raise Aaron Cassis, Robin Collier.
No. Somebody needs to mute themselves with that background.
Corey, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
What are you hiding?
It's too much noise. You can't hear.
That's sabotage.
Somebody
do it. Yeah.
That's intentional.
Okay, there we go. All right, Vanessa Dixon Briggs, how do you vote on Dwayne's motion regarding reports from himself and the KPFT MSRC Management Search Committee? Vanessa, did we lose Vanessa? Okay, Lyndon Foley?
I'm here. Vanessa's
no.
here. I said pass.
Okay, pardon, what is your vote?
Jan Goodman, did you pass me?
No, I did not.
Okay,
Vanessa
you.
Dixon Briggs, how did you vote?
Pass.
Okay, thank you. Lyndon Foley?
No.
Okay, Jan Goodman?
No.
All right, Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs? Wally James?
No.
Okay, Dwayne Laura?
Yeah.
Okay, Ron Pinchbeck?
Yeah.
Okay, Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Okay, Sandra Rowland?
Hi, this is Alex. I'm back on the call.
Okay, I'm taking a vote on Dwayne's motion. Sandra Rowland?
My vote is negative. No.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence, okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen? Eileen Rosen? James Sagerton?
Pass.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Andrea Turner?
Pass.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
Here, Paulina.
Tom Voorhees? Okay, I think we lost Tom. Okay, Grace Aaron passed. I'm going to abstain. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yeah.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs? Eileen Rosen? James Sagerton?
Spain.
Okay. Nancy Sorden? Tom Voorhees? Okay, I think we lost some people. All right, I'm going to count up. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 noes. We have 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote? 7 yes, 6 no, 3 abstentions.
I'll vote no.
Okay. All right. So the it's a tie vote. So the motion fails.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved,
Robin.
Okay. Any objections? Okay, good night, everybody.